Dear President and guests, sustainable development of any country can't be achieved without peace and security. Such truths Belarusian people knew because of its own history. In last century, Belarus was the most bloodshed place. So that's why we try to avoid any war conflicts. We have lost one third of our population during the war. We try to achieve a stable development of the country. During we tried to get to achieve aims of millennium goals. We try to get to achieve gender equality and religious and cultural equality as well. We have no mortality or children mortality is the lowest in the world. I think that this is the democracy, but not the things that our Western teachers tries to teach us. World came to the summit sadly disintegrated. The planet is shaked by terrorist conflict and war conflicts. The sad thing that all the things have no answer why it happened. There is no balance, there is no peace, and there is no stability. This is a system crisis. In any system, power, if it's a soul, it tries to flourish itself and doesn't care about anyone else. Because of national selfishness, it gets to sanctions and limitations. As a result, we lost mutual trust. Let's think about recent facts. Because of nuclear weapons in Iraq, some well-known countries tried to democratize Iraq. And now, where is a good life of this country? Where is the president? Does people on the territory of this country have a better life? So maybe you who are guilty will say that we have mistaken. But no, you try to go further. You came to Tunisia, you came to Libya. Does this countries have a better positions? So guys, maybe let's try to stop. You rush up to Syria. I want to ask you why? Why do you do it? You ruin traces for our civilization. Now you'll have a great opportunity to answer all my questions. We have great questions about Ukraine, and if we won't stop this situation, we'll get horrible problems, and everybody will be burned. I can't understand why we can't understand that the world is so fragile. I said it not because I want to enumerate so well-known history events. I want you to understand that there is no power who will stop you, but those who have power are pious, and some of them priests at the auditory. But what will you do if God will get furious and God will punish you? What will you say for the people who will be punished for nothing? I think we should stop. We should feed who are hungry, and you should save children from the death, and you'll be given off.